Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Welcome back on Sportsmanlike Conduct on 1620 The Zone, 1620thezone.com, and the Zone mobile app. And as quickly as it started raining, it stopped.
Here comes the sun.
Well, I wouldn't say that yet, but it's
I see it out here.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's good. If you're getting it there, hopefully it'll be here soon. Tonight, Creighton in Nebraska, and we've talked about it before with these two teams, but just how they are bizarro world images of each other. Nebraska has great success on the weekends. They're a game out of first place in the Big Ten. They just took 2 out of 3 from Iowa. But on midweeks, they've lost 4 in a row. They've had a sub-500 record. Creighton, midweeks, they're perfect. They haven't lost a game this year during the midweek. But in Big East play, they are 4-7, and they are on the outside looking in for the conference tournament. And there's been a lot of, you know, on both sides, respective fan bases, collective hand-wringing over the struggles, right? I'll start from a Nebraska standpoint. Nebraska, yes, they somehow have not figured out how to win games during the midweek. There has been a theory going around, and it's a ridiculous one, that Nebraska just doesn't prioritize these games. They don't care. That usually comes from a frustration standpoint or a lack of understanding standpoint. To say that Nebraska does not care about these midweek games is ignorant of both A, the program, B, competition, and C, the reality of the situation. And the reality is this. If you're a team that plays in the Big Ten or Big East and you are taking midweek games for granted, you are shooting yourself in the foot. These are leagues that are mid-major leagues in college baseball. These are not the power leagues. The power leagues are the schools of the SEC, the ACC, the Big 12, you know, soon to be not the Pac-12. Those are the power leagues. If you're a Big Ten team like Nebraska, and you're trying to maintain your level of RPI, the last thing you can afford to do is just take days off in the middle of weeks just because it's not a conference game. So please, for those who believe that somehow Nebraska doesn't care about these games or that Creighton cares more about these games, please, that's not true. That's antithetical to what I know Will Bolt to be, what I know Rob Childress to be, and especially the kids from the Omaha area, this game means a ton. I do think when it comes to Nebraska, one of the reasons why they are stronger in the weekend than they are in the midweek is because of their rotation. They've got two of the best frontline starters in the Big Ten Conference. Guys who have logged, Mason McConaughey, who has really come on as of late. I know he struggled against Maryland 2 starts ago, but 4 out of his 5 conference starts, he has been nails. Brett Sears, one of the best pitchers in the conference. Probably going to be up for pitcher of the year. It sets up everything for Nebraska. It's why they have been at the top of the league standings. They don't have those guys during the midweek. So that's probably part and parcel of why Nebraska succeeds more on the weekends than they do midweek. From a Creighton standpoint, they're the exact opposite. They have had huge struggles with getting some kind of a semblance of a weekend rotation. Their number one starter this year, Dominic Cancellari, has not pitched for 4 weeks and may not pitch the rest of the season. It has left a hodgepodge on the weekends. The Big East has been a better conference this year. They've had better starting pitching for the most part, and that's where Creighton has fallen behind on weekends. Now, certainly Ed Service is used to crafting his bullpen in certain ways to, you know, piece together 5 or 6 guys and get through a game, and you know, maybe that makes them a little bit better on the midweeks than they are on the weekends. But the bottom line is this. These two teams, they have their strengths, they have their weaknesses. But trust me, it's not the results of these games during Tuesdays and Wednesdays have nothing to do with the attitude that these teams come in with. Nebraska's not taking games off, and Creighton's not prioritizing these any different than they do. If anything, tonight's game means nothing for Creighton. They have to start winning this weekend. I estimate they have to win 7 of their last 9 in conference to get into the league tournament. This game to them means nothing. It's the games this weekend at St. John's, the following week against UConn, and the following week against Seton Hall. So anyway, just some thoughts on tonight's game. Rain has stopped, so there you go. We're good to go. We're going to play tonight. I feel it in my bones. I also feel the presence of Mike Farron waiting in the green room. He will join us next. We'll talk some Major League Baseball and more as we continue right after this from Charles Schwab Field on 1620 The Zone.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.